Be'ezus Hashem, we'll try today to go over the halachas of Peiroi Shvi'is. What is very nogea to every one of us from after Rosh Hashanah. There's a halacha in Shvi'is that the Peirois that grow in Shvi'is HaKodosh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, all of the peiros that grow in Shvi'is HaKodosh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, they have a Kedusha. It's Negeya what kind of fruits you're allowed to eat, and we'll see there's a lot of fruits that you're not allowed to eat. The second halacha that Rabbi Negeya is what kind of tashmishim you're allowed to do with the fruit. Valitz kodosh, there's different halachas that you're not allowed to do in peiros that are kodosh b'kedusha shvi'is. Third halacha that we'll have to learn is the leftovers. A person has leftovers for b'kedusha shvi'is. He ate an apple, he didn't finish the apple. He's allowed to throw it to the garbage, or he's not allowed to throw it to the garbage. He's for sure not allowed to. Shalom, what do you do? There's another issu in Shvi'is, issu schoiro. You're not allowed to buy Kedusha Shvi'is. You're not allowed to buy Chazal Asard, maybe the Teira Asard, issu schoiro bepeira Shvi'is. So the guy that sells it in the store is over the issu, and the guy that buys it. So the shaila is, so how you buy it and how you sell it. So for knowing all of these halachas, we'll try to be mesadar the dvorim. I think if the halachas are mesudar, there's a lot of halachas of Shvi'is. We'll take today the inyan of Peiroi Shvi'is, and we'll try to be mesadar the halachas of Peiroi Shvi'is. There's four kinds of peiros that we will have when the Shana Shvi'is will come. It's peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael in a field that belongs to the Israel. The halacha is everything that grows in Eretz Yisrael in a soda that belongs to Israel is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. Is places that are not considered Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, Chutz La'aretz. We'll see what is considered Chutz La'aretz, what is considered Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean the borders of Israel country. It means what the Torah calls Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. What the Torah doesn't call Eretz Yisrael is not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. Everyone knows the Gemara is Harbem Krochim Kovsho Ele Mitzrayim Ve Lekovsho Ele Bovel Ve Lekitshu Ele Bovel Kedei Sheyismuchu Aleihem Aniyim B'Shvi'is. Some places Chazal were not Mekadesh. Chazal left it open. Chazal left it not to be Kodesh. Kedei that when Shvi'is will come, people could get payers from these places. Now, the halacha is like this. Yerokos, vegetables. Mizmana lekita de kodesh b'kedusha Shvi'is. Meaning, if you have tomatoes that will be picked from the garden a day after Rosh Hashanah, these tomatoes already will be kodesh b'kedusha Shvi'is. So all the fresh vegetables, like tomatoes, cucumbers, all of these things, miyad, after Rosh Hashanah, when they pick them off, they kodesh b'kedusha Shvi'is. The same thing, potatoes, watermelons, a melon, all of these things have kodesh b'kedusha Shvi'is. Now the Seder Advorim, when Shvi'is will come, I want to be very practical. Straight after Rosh Hashanah, tomatoes, already right 2-3 days after Rosh Hashanah, even the day after Rosh Hashanah, it's already Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. is some things that takes a little bit more time till it comes to the market, like bananas. It takes 10 days. Till Yom Kippur, they're not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. From Yom Kippur already, the Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. Potatoes, normally takes 2 months till you get the fresh potatoes. Because again, the klal is everything that was nilkat b'shviz is kodesh b'kdusha shviz. Moshe, the onions takes even more time. So in vegetables, Chazal say the one that measures what is kodesh b'kdusha shviz is bosar alekite. If it was picked off b'shviz, it's kodesh. These are vegetables. We have kidneys, like nuts, and these kind of things. Dir Chazal said the shear is shlish. If it bought shlish before shviz, it's not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. It belongs to shishis. If it bought shlish, less from shlish before shviz, and the rest came already in shviz, it's Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. In trees, it goes basar chanota. So most of the fruits that we will have till Pesach, maybe a little bit before Pesach, this is the Metzias. Most of these fruits, their chanota, meaning when they started to grow, was b'shishis. So b'meile, they will not be kodesh b'kdusha shviz. Only the ones that will come from Pesach. But the nafkamina will be that after shviz, we will have the fruits will be kodesh till almost half of the year of Shminis. So that's in Shminis will be negea la halacha lemaise kimat a year and a half. Some vegetables will start from a couple more days. We'll have to have kodesh Shminis, and some fruits will follow till after it. All of these things are from the things that grow in Eretz Yisrael. The Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. If we have a tomato that someone will pick from outside and he will bring us this tomato, is Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. So we'll see what we do with that. The fruits, a bit later. The potatoes in 2 months. Then we have things that come from Chutz La'aretz. These are not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. We'll see what I'm saying now, Be'ez Hashem, when Shviz will come, when you go into the stores, I'm speaking about the kosher stores, you will have a sign. Yivul Chutz La'aretz. Means that these things were imported from Chutz La'aretz. There's no Kedushas Shviz of them. In that, the Shiloh, what is exactly called Chutz La'aretz? There's two places that, there's maybe more places. Eretz Yisrael, we have the Eretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And then we have a country that is called Israel. Around Eilat is places that the Israeli government is considered an Israeli country, but they're not Kodesh B'Kdusha Eretz Yisrael. It's divided to two places: Arava Dromit, Arava Tzfonit. Arava Dromit, if in most shittas, is not Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. Arava Tzfonit, Rebbe Eliashiv holds that it's considered Eretz Yisrael. Was big tumults. I think this year is already, most places, the badats already, are makbid and the chumras, and they will not have things that are written Yevul Chutz La'aretz, and if you some shittas, it's called Eretz Yisrael. But if we go back 7 years ago, they had a sign Yevul Chutz La'aretz, but it meant Lefi the badats. But Lefi Rebbe Eliashiv doesn't give Eretz Yisrael. Today, because things are much more open and things are much more different. So, again, but if you, sometimes they will have, and I will explain why. They can get potatoes from nowhere else. And so we'll explain that. I want people to know the practical, and then be aloha. After it's practical and you know it, it's easy. So they can get some vegetables. Now they have to supply these vegetables. So, if the rabbonim, if the vadakashas, if that kashas will hold it, it's okay. They will import it. But they want people to buy. So if they will start to mess up, so they will put a sign in the store that this is from Aravat Tzfonit. So we know Bnei Teira, we will not buy it. In some places, even in Yarden, Meivar Yarden, also that Al Pi Halacha they are called Eretz Yisrael, and Al Tzlo it's not called Eretz Yisrael. So we have Yevul Eretz Yisrael that is Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvis, Yevul Chutz La'aretz that is not Kodesh. We have to know sometimes in some Va'adas HaKashres they will write Chutz La'aretz that will mean nothing. The third kind of fruits that we will have, fruits and vegetable, is Yevul Nochri. The Bis Yosef holds, I'm speaking about Yevul Nochrim now, that, Moshe, you go to Aza, and you buy this, what they did all the years, when things were more, a bit more peaceful. They went to the Arabs, and you went to the Arabs' fields, and we bought vegetables from the Arabs. It's called Yevul Nochrim. Yevul Nochrim, Dasa Bis Yosef, we're speaking about lands that are owned by the Goyim, and worked by the Goyim. Das Abis Yosef, that is no Kedusha. Yesh Kedusha Koyach Biad Kinyan Be'akum Lefkeh Mekedusha Sa'oretz. The Peres are not Kodesh Bekedusha Shvitz. And this was the Minig in Yerushalayim. In the Sefer HaShmita from Rabbi Michal Tekushinsky, the Luach of Eretz Yisrael, he writes, V'noagu Bechol Eretz Yisrael Kedas Abis Yosef. And the year of the Bis Yosef Ptira was a cherem if someone will not follow the Bis Yosef. And not only that, because they hold that there's no Kedusha Shvis, so it was Nischai Betumas V'maisres, I'm not going out to the Cheshbonis. The Bis Yosef in Yerideya also paskins like that. And Shin Lamed Aleph, the Ramo, the Radbaz, and the Iker was the Pes HaShulchan, that he was the God Lador in Eretz Yerushalayim, and they hold that there's no Kedusha Shvis and Peres Akum. Reb Shmuel Salant, in Yerushalayim, the Oruch HaShulchan. Reb Shmuel Zalman Oyerbach, when I learned the Kotere, was a Shvis, a sign for both of Reb Shmuel Zalman. Mikamas denan, lo yinagu bi, lo yinagu bi yeshiva, ha-kdoish ha-kdushos, kdusha b'peres noch. Mi shenoyeg min ha-bayis, the yeshiva will learn to keep it. Le'umas dem, the mabit, Paskins that Peres Akum are Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvis. The Charedim and the Chazanish is Machria that is Kdusha and Peres Noch. Chazanish said that with Yosef was Choyzu Babisav Yomov, as a Sefer Kapter Vaperach, Kaimelon, that Yesh Kdusha. There got to be different little things. We'll see we make it. The Stipler, Chaim Kanievsky, and the Chemuna, he brings down the Chazanish. The Chazanish was very machmir. See later. Chazanish brings a raya from Tshuvas HaRambam, and he says that if the Pesach Shulchan would see the Tshuvas HaRambam, he will also change his. If the Bis Yosef, if the Pesach Shulchan would see the Tshuvas HaRambam, he will also be Choyza. Rebbe Eliashiv paskin that you have to keep them a bit. Even in Yerushalayim. Some things. Lemaise and Eretz Yisrael, Niskabel, Chutz from Yerushalayim, everyone follows the Chazanish. And everyone keeps Kedusha Shvis and Peres Noch. Everyone. In Yerushalayim, the Badatz does not. The Badatz of the Eilach HaRedis, they go like Minag Yerushalayim, they do not keep Shvis and Peres Noch. Lemaise, the Bnei Torah today are keeping Kedusha Shvis even in Peres Noch. But we'll see nafke minis. So the way we spoke, Peres Eretz Yisrael HaKadosh, Peres Chutz La'aretz Anat Kadosh, Peres Akum, bederech klal, most shittes hold that the Kadosh b'Kedusha Shvis. We'll go weiter. Is a Zach, that this is one of the most important things to know at the beginning of Shvis, that is called Isur Sfichim. What is Isur Sfichim? Things that grew in the field on their own. Shvis, you're not allowed to Zereya, you're not allowed to be Koitza. What if something grew on its own? It says in the Pasuk that it's Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvis. Midrabonon, you're not allowed to eat it. The Hainu. What is considered grew on his own? If you had some things left in the field like little pits, and something grew. Or if you have tomatoes, and you take off the tomatoes, and because something is left in the ground, the tomatoes come out again. It's also called that it grew on its own. Or we'll see soon, maybe even things that people grew in Shvi's, Chazal Aser. And I want to explain, why Chazal Aser? Be'etzem, it grew on its own. We're not discussing. Everything that grows in Shvi's is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi's. There's no argument about it. Chazal Aser be'isur achile. Be'isur achile. In Isur Anoa, Chazal do not let you to eat it bichlal. Why? Was a gzeira de rabbonon, was nothing more to eat. So people planted in Shvi's tomatoes. And they said, I don't know, overnight was a wind, something came in and it came out. And like this, people would plant everything in their field, and they would say, Vos kementon? It grew on its own. So Chazal wa oyser svich. All the vegetables that grew in Shvi's are also. So it's mizera shenof al koidem ha-Shvi's, miikorim shenikzeru v'tzomchu ba-Shvi's, olu me'aleyem, and for sure, if someone goes and plants in Shvi's, it becomes also. Lefi the Ramban, now, but in Shvi's, Chazal never answered Tzvichim. Chazal answered Tzvichim and vegetables. Lefi the Ramban, if the vegetable already started to grow before Shvi's, there's no Isur Tzvichim on it. Only if the vegetable started to grow in Shvi's, Ramban, then it's also. Masha'en Kein, Lefi the Ramban, even if it grew before Shvi's, and it was picked in Shvi's, it has the Isur Tzvichim. His father have a big problem. This is called Isur Tzvichim. Besode Akum, Chazal will not goizer Isur Tzvichim. Even if it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi's, Besode Akum, Chazal will not goizer Isur Tzvichim. So, come we'll make Seder divine what we have. And I want to explain. Lemosho, we're coming a day after Rosh Hashanah, and a tomato comes into the store. I pick up a tomato in the store. This tomato was picked, some Gedalia, Sunday, and a week Sunday. It was picked. This tomato now is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi's. And the second we'll have to learn all these halachas, what we do with this tomato. So when I pick up the tomato, the first thing I say, this tomato is from Eretz Yisrael or from Chutz La'aretz? If it's from Chutz La'aretz, I don't have a problem. If it's not a Rabat Tzfoni, yeah? Then I say, okay, it's from, not from Chutz La'aretz, it's from Eretz Yisrael. It's Kodesh. It's Tzvichim or it's not Tzvichim? Lefi the Rambam, it's Tzvichim. I'm not allowed to eat it. Because it was picked in Shvi's and it's a vegetable. While we passing like the Ramban, they will bring us to us in the store. This will help us for the 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, 10 weeks, 20 weeks. After 20 weeks, it's not tomatoes that started to grow before. When we go pour into the store, we take a tomato and we tell them chutzlos, no, nish chutzlos, kolish b'kedusha shvi's. We tell them how it's kolish b'kedusha shvi's, where it grew. If it grew in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat it. No, so he tells you it grew by a goy. I hold that a goy is kodosh, but Chazal did not ask for Isur Tzvichim. So the nafkemina is that we, well, even the people that keep Kedusha Shvi's by Akum, but they could eat it because there's no Isur Tzvichim. But lo yitzir, it grew by a yid. Even if the yid was a shemer Shvi's, is the Isur Tzvichim. So tomatoes and all different things after 2-3 months in the winter, we will be no musig if not from Aku. Will be other from Aku, other it's also by Achille. So if you go somewhere and they serve you a tomato and they're not bringing it from a sadeh of akum, it's osur be'achil. It's like eating chazir. To eat the vegetables in a shvachahet echsher, it's mamish like eating chazir. Because be'etzem, the vegetables become isur sfirin. And peiros, chazal will never go isur isur sfirin. Because no one could grow a tree, it doesn't work. So they were not choishes that someone will grow a tree and plant the tree in trees. Now, I want to give one more klal. And again, we don't want to go into the politics, Shaboy. I just want to give the picture, and then we could start to be masbir the halachas. As the zachta was called, heter mechira. Now, we're not going into anyway, no one, I don't think people use it. But to understand what is heter mechira and why it's negiah to us when we start to go the halachas to understand what is heter mechira all about. Over 100 years ago, people were living in Eretz Yisrael and they started to buy fields to make parnasa, to have how to live. Most of the places was owned by the Arabs. Turkey was the country that had a little bit control in Eretz Yisrael, was before England. And they had the Yidden had fields, came Shvi's, and they didn't know what to do. If they would not work the fields, there'd be nothing more to eat. People were starving here. Also, it was a law that the countries officially belonged to the Sultan, to the king of Turkey. And if people don't work, because he got a percentage, as if he paroi, a percentage out of the fields, if you don't work, every guy could come and take the field from you and work it, and it becomes his. And for different more reasons, the Rabbonim made a heter that is called heter mechira. They took the land, and the guy, like you sell chometz, they sold the land to the guy. Now, in the minute they sold the land to the guy, if we hold that yesh koyach le'akum le'afkia, about it, we hold like the Chazanish, as those who want to talk about heter mechira, it doesn't start, it's not again. But if we hold that the goy has a craft of mafkia, so the mele it's not kolish b'kdusha shvis, and they work the land. We don't hold that it helps. Maybe the second will a little bit explain why we don't hold from it. We don't hold from it for two reasons. First, maybe we hold like the Chazanish that akum is kodesh, so then the whole heter doesn't start. B, we don't hold that the mechira is a real mechira. Ah, you will ask the kasha, but everyone sells chometz. What is the difference to sell chometz that is deraisa, baliroi, balimotze, and here shvis bezman hazeh derabbanan? So they say one of the reasons like that. Even if you say mechiras chometz is a joke, and you, no one is planning, but what would be if the guy would come in the middle of Pesach and say, "But I want it." So you're talking for $1 million, okay? But what if the Hamas will say, "We want it. I want to leave Eretz Yisrael." No, well, the government will not let it. There's no tzad that will mask him yes. Even for billions, they will not give over this country. So this mechira, the government, no one will let the goyim to take over Eretz Yisrael. So this mechira doesn't have a tfisa. By the goy, even if you're not planning, but for the real money, you'll give it to him. Just you're not planning to do that. Here is no tzad. There's another problem that is the issue to sell a land in Eretz Yisrael, lo yisechonem. So it's a aveira to do it. And the mele, they say, var, you send the rov to do it, ein shliachet var aveira. So the shlichus is not chal. But these are reasons why we don't hold from the mechira. So two reasons. One reason is, maybe it doesn't help. Because yesh kinyan la'akum, en kinyan la'akum. Second of all, maybe it's a isu. But there's a third reason, and I want to understand the third reason. The Chazanish says, even if lamazogin, you could sell a land to a goy, meaning to say, when we buy vegetables in Aza, they're not kodesh b'kdusha shvis, but it doesn't mean that a yid is allowed to go to Aza to work in the field. The Akum is a koyach to mafkia klapi the Akum, not klapi a yid. I'm not explaining now exactly the lomdus why. When they did it in that days, was a t'nai that all of the yidden that were working in the fields will only do melochas derabonon, not melochas deraisa. Here today they do it. The Rabbanut sells the whole country. And I'm explaining, they have a problem. You have Tel Aviv, that the people in Tel Aviv are planning to water and to work in the gardens of the country. The government is planning to have trees all over the country. They will not listen to us not to keep Shviz. They say, Chosh will save them for Aveire and we'll sell it. I'm not going now, we're not going into the pulmus why we don't do it. Why it's Negea? Because if us Bnei Teire hold that Heta Mechira is nothing, so when we go and we get a fruit that we grew, a vegetable that grew in Heta Mechira, by us it's Isus Svichin. The male, we're not allowed to eat it. It's not the case, Heta Mechira. By us, if Heta Mechira is garnished, the vegetables are called Isur Svichin. It's more Isurim later, if Shamu Venevad, that I'm not going into in this year. It's another Isur. Even if Lamazogin is not Svichin, it's fruits. You say, okay, I heard this year that Svichin is only things that grew in Shvis. But things that the fruits is no, or the tomatoes are no problem. So I will buy, at least for Sukkot, I will go to the hotel here near the old city. Yeah, maybe they rely on Heta Mechira. Okay, I could eat tomatoes. Because the violence is no Yisus Svichin. Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz, I will be careful for B'Kdush HaShviz. There's another Yisus that is called Shomu V'Nevad. Chazal, we'll see later, if a person did not keep Shviz, if a person did not keep Shviz, could be Chazal v'koines that the peiros become also. It's called Shomu v'Nevad. I'm not going in now to the Isur of Shomu v'Nevad. We're leaving now the Isur of Shomu v'Nevad. It's a Shaila b'fnei atzmo. B'meile, we'll start now to Oistik l'maise. So when a person will get in Shviz, peiros Shviz, or yerokos, or vegetables that are kodesh b'kdusha Shviz, he will have the following. The Haino, we're speaking about a person that has peiros that are kodesh b'kdusha Shviz. How he has them? It will be fruits that will come later in the year, or vegetables that will really come from Rosh Hashanah. Again, if they have Yisur Svichim, there's nothing more to talk about. If you bought it from a Yid that is not keeping Yisur Shviz, there's nothing more to talk about. But in our Badat stores, we will have fruits and vegetables that are Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz through two ways. Other things that grew before Shviz, and they picked them up in Shviz. Again, the Shaila is the Yisur Shomu V'Nevad and Yisur Schoiro. We'll get to it. We can't do everything with Asachas. But it's things that are Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. And if we want to go Mesuder, we have to divide it to Chalokim. And I think the way we will go is, we will start to speak about Kdusha Shviz. And the way that we are Negea to us Kdusha Shviz, without the Isur Schoiro and buying is, I'm a Bocher in Yeshiva, they're serving me Peir Shviz. I'm a guest somewhere, they're serving me Peiros Shviz. I'm not discussing now if I'm allowed to buy it, is it Yisur Schoiro? There's more problems. And we said the way I could reach Peiros Shviz is by Peiros Akum I could reach them, or by Peiros Yisrael that grew from before Shviz and were picked at Shviz. The guy is mafkir it, and he's bringing it to Yeshiva at Zefka. But now it's Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. And the same thing, we'll have fruits that are Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. I'm explaining again. To get them to us, it's very hard. It's a Yisur Schoiro, it's a Yisur Shomu, it's a Yisur Nevat. It's very hard to get them to us. How you buy them. But today we'll start and share to speak about, I bought them, I have them, I have peiros that are Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. What I do with the peiros that I have that are Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz? So we'll start. In the Rambam steht, Peiroi Shvis nit nu leachile. Leshtie velesiche. Veleadlok esaner. Leachile dobor shedarkoi leachoi. Lishtois dobor shedarkoi lishtois. Leochlo veloi lehefset. Hashem gave us Peiroi Shvis leochlo veloi lehefset. What is the pshat le'ochlo ve'loy le'hefset? So normally people think le'ochlo ve'loy le'hefset means you're allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to damage it, you're not allowed to take it and destroy it. That is for sure true, that you're not allowed to destroy it. But chutz from the isu to destroy Peiroi Shvis is also to use them not in the regular way. Make it very clear. Now, for sure, you're not allowed to take an apple and step on him. You're not allowed to take an orange and step on him. For sure not. But chutz from that isu, to take an apple and step on him, is the isu to use him not in the regular way. For example, to eat a raw potato, you're not allowed to. Even if some, you know, health people say you grind it very thin, you sprinkle it, it's very healthy. It's also the same thing, you're not allowed to cook what normally you eat raw. There's an argument if you're allowed to cook, machlekes, tomatoes. Some say people don't cook tomatoes. Some people say, for example, you know, when you make different kind of eggplants with meat, you put some tomatoes on it. There's all different kind of... So you have to know the mitzvahs. If the way you measure it is what most people do. I want to explain. If it's a small group, it doesn't mean if 51% do like this, you have to follow the 50%. If it's a regular, normal thing that people do, it's called normal. If no one does it, just help people do it, this is called not normal. What can you say? That's a mishugas. It's not a pshat that this is a food. The most, the machlekes of Nissim Karelitz and Rabbi Yashiv to eat a raw onion. So for sure in a salad you put raw onion. Of a stump to eat a whole onion, most people don't eat. Rabbi Yashiv also doesn't make a difference. In a salad you eat it raw, it's already raw to eat raw. And Nissim Karelitz says, no, only in a salad. But here's the vikuach already. Garlic, to chew raw garlic. No people eat raw garlic. But could be some salads that people will slice it a little bit. So, things that you eat raw, you're not allowed to cook. Well, apples, you do both. A watermelon, I think no one cooks. So you're not allowed to cook it. Even if as a medicine or reason to do it, you're not allowed to. But this is the yisoy, that le'ochlo v'le'hefset doesn't mean only destroying, means to use it in the wrong way. Another halacha, you're not allowed to take Peiroi Shvis and give it to animals. So we get to the people that feed the cats here. Sometimes you see the strange people that feed the cats. Or some people go to the zoo and sukkahs, they want to draw a banana to the monkey. You're not allowed to. Says there anyway, you're not allowed to. But we'll say, chutz from that isu, I'm not allowed to feed the animals, is the isu of Shvis. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to give the animal to eat. It's the isu. Marichal odom to give the behemah is also. A person has to swallow a medicine, he doesn't know how to swallow pills. So he gets a kind of syrup. But, you know, that thing, he gets very not gishmak. The doctor tells him you could mix it inside the petal or something like that. So you have to know he can mix it in food of Shvis because he's mafsid the Peiroi Shvis. Even that you could eat it yet, but it's really not the zelbe gishmak. Like we said, cooking the tomato, if it would be a problem. You could eat the tomato cooked, but it's not the right way to do it. So you're not allowed to take Peiroi Shvis and make it not rory. I remember, I think, It's 2 Shvi'is ago. Rabbi Shmuel asked me before Pesach what I think if you're allowed to mix the grape juice with wine. Lela Seida. The people that like grape juice, it disturbs them that someone pushed in wine. And they had grape juice kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is. If you're allowed to do it. You're only doing it because of mitzvah. No normal person likes grape juice, pours wine inside. Rambam, Lela Seida, you want to mix it. So Rabbi Kudmi has isur shvi'is, it's awesome. Nishta zei gishmak. Felt in the gishmak. Felt in the gishmak of the grape juice. And you're spoiling the gishmak of grape juice. Divrita, divrita. Now, some people are machmir, the marshal, not to make ice cream out of bananas and strawberries when they're gishmak. When you wait a little bit, the bananas start to be a little bit soft, the strawberries a little bit soft, then derech ha'olam to make ice cream from them. But when they're shtark, normally you serve them. Some people say again, vale maise, people do ice cream, so you don't have to wait till it gets in that matzah. Now, Kedusha Shvi'is moves weiter. You have a vegetable soup, or you have a chicken soup, and there's 2 potatoes and 2 squash and 2 carrots. The chicken and the soup become Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. And now, you cannot mafsi these things from their halachas. So what happens in Shvi'is? You have a big soup in yeshiva, a couple potatoes, the whole soup is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. And after a little bit, Be'etzem, kimat everything that we cook today has vegetables somehow. So Be'etzem, all of our kitchen becomes Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. That's not only the tomatoes and only the carrots. You put chicken, you do chicken and potatoes. You put them together in the oven. Chicken is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. You have chunk, you put a nice piece of meat, you put barley. Most of the barley is not from Eretz Yisrael, it's not a problem. But you put 5 potatoes, the whole chunk with the kishka is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. And now all of that has the halachas in Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. This is the halacha. But, not to have a mistake, even that is, we said that the Kedusha Shvi'is, the tam Shvi'is ke Shvi'is, if you have a pot that you cooked Shvi'is inside, so normally if you have a fleishik pot, and if you cook something in the next 24 hours, it becomes fleishiks. Can't eat it with milchiks. Here is nishtazeh. The tama belua doesn't make the things kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. If you cut an onion with a shvi'is dik onion with a knife, you're allowed to cut after it something else, and it doesn't become kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. We'll go back. Now, there's another shayla that comes with peiros shvi'is. If you're allowed to make orange juice, grape juice, so grape juice and oil is mefush in the Mishnayos, you're allowed to do. The klal is, most poskim hold like this, fruits that you're not bederech klal, you don't squeeze them, you're not allowed to do from them juice. I saw some handicap poskim hold, it's like only the Heidikas that they walk in the street. They say that today they see all different streets like stores that sell juices. Okay, a very common thing. Every place that is a ganze matzah, you see a store that he has all different kinds of vegetables and everything he squeezes. So they say that today it became derech to make cocktails from all different zachen. Any or there. But could be. But things that you regular to be soichet, you're allowed to. Things that you're not allowed to, so I want to start from the back to the bottom. That what you're not allowed to is for sure things that are not derech to do, you're not allowed to. Now, what you're for sure allowed to is grapes and oil and olives. To do orange juice, the Chazanish had a shayla. Why? First he wanted to say today people do oranges. It's a derech. He had another tzad when you're not allowed to do it. The Gemara says in Broches, most people today do an oranges shahakur. Right? Why shahakur? If it's the derech, make oates. The Gemara says, Zeya be'alme. Zeya be'alme. What is the pshat Zeya be'alme? Zeya be'alme means that it's not the fruit himself. It's a Zeya be'alme. It's not the fruit himself. The Moshe, the briskas, they don't drink oranges. They will drink Coke before they will drink oranges. From Badatz. Why? They hold, I'm not going into the whole sugya, just that we'll have a little musagim, that while the orange juice is zeya be'alme, it doesn't have a shame of an orange, so you can't be mafrish tumas umaisas. But it was yoytze me'atevel. Yoytze me'atevel tevel. But it's not orange, so you can't mafrish tumas umaisas. Coke is Coke, my baya. But orange juice is a problem to drink. So some hold to make oranges out of shvis, you're taking the kedusha shvis and you mafkia the kedusha from the juice. The Chazanish said in oranges he doesn't see a problem bichlal. Why? Because he holds that oranges are be'etzem like grapes and like olives, and he himself would say misvore to make boire prio eitz on oranges. I remember the Shmir Shabbos Kivchosa told me he never drank oranges not in the Suda. He was scared of the Chazanish. Lemaise Klal Yisrael make shahakul, but kulo mimomar shahakul yotzo. Yeah? So the Chazanish said Lemaise and oranges, so it was two reasons why the Chazanish did not want that people will make oranges. And he was matir. It's the derech, and also he holds, it's like anovim v'zeisi. But to make carrot juice, the Chazanish said you're not allowed to. And Bnei Brak, they don't do carrot juice and shviz for three reasons. One, maybe it's derech. This is derech. Today I think carrots. The first one I think that people will do in all these stores is carrots. But first, maybe you're taking shviz and you're making it ois shviz. Also, you mafsid biyodayim. You know, when you do a carrot, in the back there falls like a lot of material, and it goes to the garbage. And no one can eat it. It's not eatable. So you mafsid peyre shviz biyodayim. You're taking peyre shviz and you mafsid it biyodayim. Shemazam and Oyabah hold that you're allowed to do carrot. Maybe I'll explain it in a second. So this is the guy making juice. So the Iker Psak is Al Pir Pshem Zalman, everything what you regular do, Pshem Zalman is Mati. So I'm saying, it's three steps. Zaysim Anovim for sure is Mutter. They bring down, Chaim Kanievsky says that they bring down at Rimoinim, also the Chazanish said that it's Mutter, and also orange juice, and these things the Chazanish also said that it's Mutter. That it's Derech. The other kind of things, again, some people are machmir even in oranges, and some are machmir even, for sure, much more machmir in carrots. Shem Zalman said, everything that is a derech, you're allowed to do. When you have orange juice, you're not allowed to add a lot of water that you will lose the taste of the oranges. Because it's considered, you mafsid the oranges, you're making it to lose the taste. Now, what would be if you're allowed to make a mash out of a fruit? Moshel, you take a banana and you mash it for the kid. So, fruits that it's not derech to mash, you're not allowed to. It's again a kind of hefsek. Everyone knows if you eat applesauce, what bracha you do? Shakel, it's a shakel. What is the time to make shakel? Nishtan. So the same reason that it's called Dishtane is a tzad that you can't make, you can't do it from Shvitz. Me'ikar adin, we pask in an apostles as a eitz. We machmir to make shakr. So the psak is, things that are not derech to mash, you're not allowed to mash. Things that are derech to mash, you're allowed to mash. If you need to mash for a kid or for a sick person, we make it to mash everything that is derech to mash for them. Now, the shayla, if you're allowed to peel fruits, to peel an apple, what does the tzadna do? If you don't peel the apple, you can eat it with the peel. When you peel the apple, no one will eat the peel. You're allowed to. But fruits and vegetables that is not derech to peel at all, like tomatoes, you're not allowed to peel. Apples, pears, even if you could eat it without peeling, because it's a derech to peel, you're allowed to peel. Either way, the peels of the apple and the pears are kodesh b'kdusha shvis. If you need to peel a tomato, what you do? You peel it with a piece of the tomato itself, so people could eat it yet. So you're not causing a hefsek. Now, Shmuel Zalman Auerbach says, and this really brings a reason, a person is allowed to bite into an apple even if he only wants to eat one bite, and even that no one else will eat the apple later. This is what brings us really back, like we said, to do to the carrots. You're allowed to do juice out of the carrots, even that. But here it's even better. You're not mafsid it. Lamazogan, you want to eat a half a tomato. You cut the half, the other half. What's coming down? The other half will go. Hashem gave me to eat. I'm allowed to use it in the derech that I want to eat. Now, this is the aleph beis of the yesod of the halachas of the Perush Shvi'is. Now, before we go weiter to different halachas of Perush Shvi'is, so we're not allowed to use them in the way for a lower tashmish from the derech v'yishtamish bohem, it's also. As another halacha, we're not allowed to be mevazedim. You're not allowed to throw them bederech bizoyim. They have a kedusha. Now, the problem starts after we know these halachas. Here the problem starts. Again, we don't know yet how we bought them. We're very far yet from the whole halachas. With the veil only touching one halacha, that is a musig of Perush Shvi'is, that you can't do what you want with them. You have to use them kederech, and you're not allowed to be mafsid them. And we said hefsed is in one of two ways. Hefsed beyodayim, or using them in a way that regular people do not use them. It's also called that you mafsid Perush Shvi'is. Now, we'll start to speak. A person is eating vegetable soup. He ate a half of a plate, now is left another half of the plate. He can't finish the soup. What he does with the soup that is left on his plate? What he does with the chunk that is left in the pot? What he does with the soup that is left in the pot? There's two pieces of chicken there. There's bottoms that he doesn't like, is left in the soup, and he doesn't know what to do with it. What he does is shvis. He peeled the potatoes. And when you peel potatoes, it's very hard to peel only the top. A part of the potato is peeled with the peel. So it's kodesh b'kdusha shvis. So what he does with it? You're not allowed to be mafsid perush shvis b'yodayim. What you do with what's left over? In a second, we'll speak later on Eddie Peel, the details. Now, Mitzad Sheini, Salam Azogin is a Shemitah garbage. In a second, we'll explain that all of these things are delivered to the Shemitah garbage. And you have to know how to deal with it. But before I'm telling you how to deal with it, Salam Azogin, you clean everything and you put it in the Shemitah garbage. Like in a second, we'll explain how to do it. Well, now, the plate has a little bit, you have to lick the plate. That's also the guys that don't finish to wipe their hands. What will happen with them? Yeah. Well, when you lick the forks, as a halacha, you're allowed to wash it in the sink, and it could go for a waste. No problem. You had a grater. you grate tomatoes or potatoes in it. So like little pieces. You have a fruit processor. Things are left inside. You wash it, there's no problem. It's not sheini is aloha, you're not allowed to throw the leftovers. And this is one of the hard alochas to know why some things we're allowed to throw away and some things we're not allowed to throw away. So I will try Bli Neder to try to explain the gedel. It's a very hard gedel, there's a lot of stiras. The Moshe, Sarib Chaim Kanievsky writes down from Shlomo Zalman that if you eat a watermelon and it's pits, Baruch Hashem, now most of the watermelons don't have pits anymore. But when I was a kid, the watermelon had more pits than watermelon. Because this is going to be serious, they managed to change it somehow. Zogreb Chaim Kanievsky and Shlomo Zalman, you're not allowed to throw the pits. Why? Because in Geula they sell garinim, the watermelon. So it's Maichalodom, you can't throw it. The peels, you're not allowed to throw. So again, before we know what you're allowed to throw, not allowed to throw, first what we do and what we have to throw. So we have a leftover in the soup. You put it in a bag. Now, if you throw it to the garbage, direct, you have a normal garbage in the dira, normally you take over the pot of the fish, of the soup, and you pour it over. Or you flush it down the toilet, lamazagan. These two things you cannot do in Shvi's. Why? When you flush it down the toilet, you mafsid it by your dime. Also, when you throw it into the garbage, it gets mixed with all the mess there, the mele, you mafsid it by your dime. Chutzat, you also mevazit the derech bizayin. It's elika food. You can't be mevazit. What you do, you take a bag and you put it inside a bag. Now, what do you do with that bag? So mi'ikar hadin, you could have really take a bag, double bag, and put it inside the regular garbage. Now it's protected. The person say not to do it because it's a bizayin to put it with garbage. Also, okay, and after 2 hours, the garbage gets full. What do you do with it now? You put it outside, and then the garbage comes and it gets. So, I want to explain this clearly because this bet's one of the hardest parts how to keep shvitz. So, what people have, it's called a pach shmita. They have a special garbage for shmita. Every day, all of the shmita food they put in a bag and they close it and they put it in that garbage. After 3 or 4 days, it starts to get moldy. So it's not roi lemai chalodom. Then they throw it outside. The Chazon Ish says that if it's not roi lemai chalodom, even if it's roi lemai chal behemah, if there's no animals around, you're allowed to throw it. He himself was machmir to himself till it became not roi lemai chal behemah. But then a lot of times the deer becomes not roi lemai chalodom. And you have to know, it's nishkin chokhmah to be machmer. All the places can say. A bachur says, I want to be machmer. And his roommates do not want to be machmer. You have to know, it's nish poshet. You know, if you can't make bochers, it brings flies. You have to know, every time to close it with a closed bag. Now, for sure, when it's closed in a bag, it gets rotten a little bit quicker from not closed in a bag. The Chazon Ish says, even so, you're allowed to close it in a bag. It's called gram hefset. Gram hefset, you're allowed to. You're allowed to have a gram hefset. It's not also to have gram hefset. It's not also to have gram hefset. It's a big machlekes if you're allowed to have gram hefset or not. The Mabit holds you're allowed to do gram hefset. Chazon Ish brought down, you're not allowed to do gram hefset. What is gram hefset? You put it up outside the porch, in 2 days it gets spoiled. You're allowed to. Chazon Ish says you're not allowed. Rabbi Eliashiv comes and he said, even with the Chazon Ish asked to make gram hefset, it means start to take tomatoes and put them in a place that they will go to the hefset. But what would be something that you're not planning to eat anyways? And it's going to be nifsad in a week anyways. And you're just doing a process that will go quicker. Dear Rabbi Eliashiv holds, there's no chisson of gram hefset. B'meile. What people do today in Shvi's, for example, I want to make it clear. You have soup, you don't have to put it back in the fridge that it will not get spoiled. But not only that, if you have soup in the fridge for 3 days already, you don't want it anymore. But the problem is if it stays in the fridge, it will take 2 weeks till it gets moldy. You're allowed to take it out of the fridge and put it outside. For two reasons. First, it's only gram hefset. When you put it outside, nothing is happening. Eventually, in a day or two, it will get moldy. Second of all, even if the chazanish is allowed to do it, because I'm not taking it to be mafsid, I'm taking it to clean out my fridge. B'meile it's mutter. Now, here it's divided, and again, I don't want people to take out kulis, but I want to make it practical for tevachim to understand the halachas. A lot of people in Yerushalayim, they do like this. The fruits that they have that are kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is, the vegetables, are peiros nochrim. They're choishesh, the frum, the choishesh b'kedusha shvi'is, and peiros nochrim. Same. They put it in a bag. Then they go, they take the bag, and they put it outside in the frog, in that it's found in the green. The thing that you burn without a cloth, yeah? They put it inside there. Now what happens when you put it there? Inside the bag, nothing will happen, right? What will happen? In 2 days, the big truck comes, and he picks it up, and it goes in, and then everything gets grinded, and it's hefset b'yodayim. So, if the guy is a goy, so what is the problem? It's a gram hefset. Gram hefset, the Mabit says that it's muta. Chazdish said that it's osu, but Rabbi Yashiv said that if it's anyone going to hefset, it's muta. But, lifnei evil is sitem mikshal. So lifnei evil is sitem mikshal, he holds anyway that Peres Akum is muta. Gradi holds even Peres Yisrael is muta. But he's not mechuyev to be machmir. He's allowed to rely on Mina Yerushalayim. So, b'meile, a lot of people are making b'chayi gavya in Peres Akum, not in the real Kedusha Shvi'is. So, it's honorable you have to know when you're in Shvi'is is Peres Akum. In my house, we never bring in Kedusha Shvi'is. Peres Akum, we bring in. And we mach mit Kedusha Shvi'is. But it's easier. Shvi'is the reise, Shvi'is with the rabbi, but Shvi'is with Israel, it's really a whole different story. Shvi'is with Israel, it's much harder to get. Also, we'll see later, Shvi'is with Israel, you're not allowed to buy in the store. It's an issue to go Motzi Rosh Hashanah to buy a tomato in the store. It's an issue schoiro. We'll see later, there's ways how to take care of it. So what the Badatz brings down in their stores, in the Badatz stores, film after Rosh Hashanah will be only Akum. There's nothing Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is in the Badatz stores. Because if it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, they can't sell it in the store. Zayisul Mechira. And Bnei Brak, they will have. Because if Bnei Brak, they anyway have a problem. Even they can't sell you Peres Akum. So if they make, they do a whole different mahalach. You write a shtar, a mechshliches, we'll get this. But the vow we're speaking about, before, we have Peres Shvi'is, and we have to know, Namashe, you eat in yeshiva, and they serve, so the yeshiva will have, normal food will be, normal vegetables you will have Peres Nochrim, and sometimes they will have Oitzel Beisdin from Yidden's fields, that they give it out for free. So we have to know, when we're speaking about how to throw away, to divide ourselves every time, that is two groups. Is Peres Nochrim, we are machmir to be choishesh to Kedusha Shvi'is, but to know that even though we choishesh, we could be mitzaref. And Peres Nochrim, Lemoshel, Rabbi Yashiv said, he's machmir on Peres Shvi'is, on Peres Ak. But from Arava, Peres Nochrim from Arava, no. They had the Gush Katif leaves when it started, so they had some places that was in Goyim's fields, in a greenhouse, in an Otisha, in an Akuv. So, Akum, with the greenhouse, with Otisha, in an Akuv, all of these things, a lot of times, are Tzirufim. All these things are Tzirufim. But again, first to know the Ikar Aloch. The Ikar Aloch is when we have Peres, so maybe I want first to start at this Chelek. We'll start easier. You come to Yeshiva Smir Lamazogin and you're eating lunch. Now, you from you makpid Kedusha Shvi'is, and I'm saying, could be the Yeshiva will get vegetables from Chutz La'aretz. to get bochim chutzlars and get vegetables in chutzlars. And we'll see. Maybe I'll be magnet. What happens to Moshe, they have now in the newspapers pictures of the mashgichim, of the badats, dressed up like Arabs, and all of them now in Jordan and in the fields. And Azad, they're dressed up like Arabs. Why? What happened today in Eretz Yisrael is the Arabs became smart. Some places smarter than the Yidden. So what they do is, they don't have good vegetables there. They come here to Tnuva, they buy vegetables, the truck brings it to Aza, they put it in an Arab truck, and they sell it back. That's what they do. They also from Yarden, they order thousands of potatoes, it comes to the border, changes the trucks, they call it grey market, yeah? And they sell it. It's special mashgichim to check that it's called Peres Akum. If you will see sometimes in Shmuel HaNovi, you see trucks of Arabs full with vegetables coming out of Yerushalayim to the Arab villages to sell vegetables. That's the way it works today. It's big stores, big owners. They could sell tomatoes for a shekel, for gonish. The Arabs in the field, when he works in the tomatoes, nothing comes out. They buy it here and they sell it there. But maybe if a person goes to the, a lot of guys say, oh, I'll go to the old city, I'll buy vegetables. It's the buy from a guy himself, it's not a schoen, most pshitas, yeah? It's not a eitzah. You go to the old city, to the shuk, most of the things are Kodesh B'Kodesh HaShviz. Not only that, 99 is Kodesh B'Kodesh HaShviz. Because the problem is that all the Jewish people can't sell it. I'll explain. The Marshall, they have tomatoes. Lamazog in Eretz Yisrael has 500,000 kilos of tomatoes a year. So 2% go to eat, the rest they make tomato sauce. Now the Badats can't buy it. Because if the Badats will buy it, you will see in the middle of Shviz will come out tomato sauce and Badats, Yevul Nochrit. Pickles. Most of the pickles are written down. Ersha Badats, Yevul Nochrit. Because if the Badats doesn't write it, no one will buy nothing from the Badats. Now, but the Jewish people can't sell the tomatoes. They can't sell nothing because people don't buy it. So they send it out. What happens is they send everything outside the country, and the Arabs buy it. They try to sell it back in. So this is the reason you have to have a special ashgocha. When someone says, "Yeah, we buy from the Arabs," you go to a cousin somewhere and says, "Yeah, we bought from the Arabs. We went to the Arab village and we bought vegetables." Sigomisht. But if you have vegetables from Arabs, and you, again, if you want to be Noeg Minig Yerushalayim, Yeshal Milismach. Yeshal Milismach. Shem Zalman said that this was the meaning in Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you could be Saimach. But the Maestri, the Pneteri keep Kedusha Shviz, and again, Legabi that they don't do Hefsed, and they don't do things that are not regular to do, you're not allowed to step on it. Not only that, Chaznish says if you sit on the floor and someone is about to step, you have to pick it up. But Legabi, when you finish to eat, the halacha is that we're not allowed to be mafsid it. So the minig is you put it in a bag, you wait a day or two till it gets spoiled, and then you throw it away. If you can't, so if it's peres akum, you could be makel to put it in a bag and to put it in the garbage outside. If you can. So the madregis, the katchile, to wait every day, you put it in a separate bag and you wait till a day or two that it's spoiled and then you throw it away. If you can, you put it in a bag. If it's peres akum, and you throw it outside in the garbage. If it's peres that are kodesh and not peres akum, dear, minaroi lekule alma is, kol zman is, if they're not minaroi, it's mechuyev. If it's a yid that is taking the garbage, you're not allowed to, it's a isu. If it's a goy, it's roi also not to throw it, to wait till 2-3 days till it gets spoiled, and then to put it outside in the garbage. Now, some people are machmir, so every day they put the shvis separately. The frumas are makpid, the fleshiks and milchiks not to put together because it becomes basa b'chol, it becomes also b'achile, so you mafsid it in the garbage. But if it's cold, you're not allowed to eat it. It's not isul bishu. Yes, during the year we're not makpid because it's only isul bishu. Over here, the maisa, when the milk spills into the chicken, you're not allowed to eat it. So you mafsid b'yodayim. So if you put the chandar in garbage, and then you pour the cereal bowl into the garbage, have the shviz b'yadayim. So you have to have a separate bag for the fleishik. And a separate bag. So some people in Bnei Brak have two garbages. I was once by a shayt, they had a turbo for power. Yeah, but it's not a shayt. Now, I want to explain, everyone asks, and no one knows it clearly. Why are you allowed to wash a dish? Because the Mishnah in Truma says, also in Truma, you're allowed to wash the dish. You're not mechuyev to keep the little bits. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky and all the poskim ask, so why am I mechuyev bichlal to have a shmita garbage? The same way I'm allowed to wash my dishes, and I'm allowed to wash my cups, and I'm allowed to wash my forks. So why is the aloha that they say that you have to keep the pits of the watermelon? Why they say that I have to wash, that I have to put aside the leftover of the peels? Why? What is the difference? So the Mefarshim say like this. Leftover is not kodesh. Not everything has a name of a leftover. The chunt that is left over in Shabbos is not called a leftover. This is chunt. You didn't eat all the chunt, you ate a part of the chunt. What is left in the plate when you finish to eat, that you have to wash the plate, this is called the leftover, that the Torah was never mekadosh it b'kedusha shvitz. The Torah was never mekadosh it b'kedusha shvitz. Now, as another kule, Chaim Kanievsky is stiras, if a bocher eats in a yeshiva, and the yeshiva, a bocher goes to eat by someone, and that person is not keeping Kedusha Shvitz in Peiros Akum, not in Peiros, and you finish your meal, it was for the salad. Now, this guy goes throw it to the garbage. You have to tell him, no, 1 second, I want to shmita the garbage. Are you allowed to let him to do it? So a lot of poskim hold, you're allowed to. That you can help him to take off the table and put it in the garbage. But you're allowed to leave it. This is, it's even less from gram. I'm not mechuyev to pick it up. So same thing, a lot of guys in yeshiva hold, they leave it on the table. And the yeshiva smear, the ma'aseh, when it's kodesh b'kedusha shviz, is a shmita garbage. Yeshiva has a shmita garbage. But when you don't have a shmita garbage, so, and you have goyim that are working, some people hold, you're allowed to leave it on the table. Why? I'm not mafsid peirush shviz. Why I'm not mafsid peirush shviz? They gave out food, and I left it on the table. When I take it out of the garbage, I'm considered mafsid peirush shviz. But when I didn't take it out of the garbage, I left it on the table by me, it's not called that I'm mafsid peirush shviz. So if the goyim is also a big kula to do that. If it's goyim in a place, even if it's peirush is kedusha shviz, and you don't have a way to put it in the side, you just leave it on the table, and they take it. You're not mechuyev to stop them. Now, a couple more little halachas. There's an issur to take out peirush shviz to chutz la'aretz. Legabe Yisroigim, Legabe Yisroigim is a shaila. If you're allowed to take out the Yisroigim to chutz la'aretz, it's not negat this year. It's negat next year, beiker, if you're allowed to take Yisroigim out. But this year it's negat. What is for sure also, Lamazog and your parents want you to bring some tomatoes, something. They like the salad, they like the matbucha. You're not allowed to take it. What some people are making b'shas hadchag is to take a sandwich. Say de la derech. Lekatchile better not. We have to know that Moshe, bread in Eretz Yisrael is not a problem of Shvi'is. There's no wheat in Eretz Yisrael, there's no rice in Eretz Yisrael. Kima. Now, as another halacha l'moshe, in Shvi'is, when you make avdalah, when we'll have wine that is kodesh b'kedusha Shvi'is, it's really negeh to the 8th year, you're not allowed to shut the avdalah candle in the wine. The same thing, you're not allowed to take from the wine and put in your eyes. And when you make lila seder, you're not allowed to do the simonim with the wine. If you're using wine that is kodesh b'kedusha Shvi'is. Now, the peels that you have to be machmir on is apples, pears, and mango, tomatoes, cucumbers, and the soygim. These peels you have to keep. And bananas, Chazanis holds that you're allowed to throw out to the garbage. No one eats banana peels. Some people hold that the katchila to be machmir. Orange peels, mitzad echod, you can't eat them. So me'ikar adin, you're allowed to throw them to the garbage. Some people are machmir for two reasons. They say animals eat them. And like atchila b'choshesh when it's roi l'maychal b'ayimen. But also they have today these chocolates that they put. I think the mice no one likes it. No, so I'm trying. It's a meal to be meal. Like it's. Well, everyone here knows that everyone, no one likes it. Nah, I'm not saying stam, because if you have to keep the one of the things that we'll see later in Shvi'is that is Negea, they bring the oranges. The places that they grow oranges are the easiest thing that you don't have to do nothing, it grows. They bring sacks and they give it out for free. Every yeshiva has bags of oranges for free. And the main thing is, Shana, what do you do with the peels? So I'm saying, I think that even the rabbanim that said to be machmir, people told them that they used them for chocolate. So they said you have to be machmir. But puk chazid that it's a muta de muta. It's the muta de muta. So mele lemoshel a peel of the potato. We said you have to keep because it has a little bit from the potato. A peel of an onion and garlic you don't have to keep. I'm speaking on that little piece of peel because nothing is left there. There's mamish. Now, there's another issue to give a goy to eat peir shvi'is. Lochem veloy le'akum. There's an issue to give a goy to eat peir shvi'is. The halacha is the marshal, but the goyim that are in yeshiva, you're allowed to give them to eat. Because they're working by us. If you have a housekeeper, you're allowed to give him to eat. Of a stamp to give a goy to eat, to make a party and to invite a goy, or to sell. Or to sell. Where is Nagia to sell? We'll get to it later. First, if you have a vegetable store here in the Marshall, this is soil, and the Arabs want to come to buy. You're not allowed to sell them. You're not allowed to give a goy to eat peiri shvi'is. Or vegetables. It's not only nagia to that. It's nagia lamazogin. You're selling in a burger store. So you have a sandwich with a burger and two tomatoes on top, two tomatoes on bottom. You're not allowed to give it to a goy. Is an issu to give to a goy peiri shvi'is. So, I want to misaken in 3 minutes what we learned today. And to be madgish, what we didn't learn yet, that Chas v'Shalom will not come out of Takola. We really bad spoke about one halacha in Hilchei Shvi'is. And I'm saying, it's Bodu Kemenusa, the people that from the beginning are Mesadar, the halachas, they keep Shvi'is, it's mamish leicht, and you could be nizar on everything. If you leave it not clear, so what happens is the first 2 weeks you machmir and then you do nothing. It's all about the klal hazeh. So when you come to Shvi'is, we did not speak about where you're allowed to buy. I'm explaining again. Something that is kodesh b'kedusha Shvi'is could be a problem to buy it. There's a lot of poshta eitzes what to do. But it could be an issu to buy double that is kodesh b'kedusha Shvi'is. So lama zogim, you go and you see a pickle can and it says Yevul Noch. So if you pay the guy in the store, you over an isul schoira could be. Because if you choishes that it's kodesh b'kdusha shviz, the most some poskim will say no. Even if we choishes b'kdusha shviz, aber isul schoira that is the isul derabbanon and the rabbanon, we're not choishes in Paris. We'll see. The best eitzah will be to pay with a check, to have an account and to put it on the account, a credit card. As another halacha that we will know, that even when you go to a store, Lamazan can have a store near yeshiva, and you're very chosh bebocher, you don't buy peres nochim, you mamish choshesh. Yeah? You learn a bris, no peres chushes, peres nochim, I'm not buying. So I go into the store, no nochim, nochim, oh, yivul chotz laoretz, I want to buy. No, he thinks it's no problem. This message will speak next time. So you give 100 shekel, you buy 5 onions that came from Turkey. The guy gives you change. What he gives you change? 80 shekel. Yeah, more, 90 shekel. This 90 shekel he got from the person before that bought the tomatoes. The halacha is when the person buys the tomatoes, the kedusha shviz goes on the money. Your money become kodesh b'kdusha shviz. When you buy vefels, the vefels in your room are kodesh b'kdusha shviz and have all the halachas. And he can't throw them away and you have to finish them b'chulei, b'chulei, b'chulei. So, but these are halachas that, again, if you mix everything together, it becomes very difficult. The first part, to know what you do when something is kodesh b'kdusha shviz. How to avoid that different things in the dira will not become kodesh b'kdusha shviz. This is the next shlav. So what you have to know is, when you go into a store, to know one zach. I need to find out, we're speaking not about isul mechira, if this item is sfichim or not sfichim. If it's chshash sfichim, it's osur be'achile. And this could be when you go to a moshav, and the guy says, what is the problem? I keep shviz. I'm a Yehudi kasher, yeah. Yehudi kasher. He keeps shviz. If what he thinks that he knows, he has a field, and here's the tomatoes from my field. Golnish giton and shviz. You think mamash the best is up? You over isu the rabbanon sfichim. You will have to know when these tomatoes grew. The same thing is when you go to buy in heter mechira. You go to places that have heter mechira. So we speak about isul svichim. Some vegetables, but I'll show more than now, could be also be isul svichim. So when you buy vegetables in shviz, not fruits, you have to every time buy, eat, to know that these vegetables do not have an isul svichim of shviz. When you know for sure they don't have, when it came from chutz la'aretz, or it came from a sadeh v'goy, or Chutzim the Rambam, if it started to grow before Shviz, then it doesn't have Isul Svichim. But if it's not in this, one of these three things, Chutz La'aretz, Akum, or started to grow before Shviz, you're not allowed to eat it. This is every time when you have a vegetable, you have to check these things. After you know that the vegetable, it doesn't have that Chisaron, or you're handling fruits, that there are kodesh b'kdusha shviz. Again, you check chutz la'aretz, it's not kodesh. Akum, the fidei chazon ish, it's kodesh. So now, what I do? I have to be makpid on the halachas of shviz, not to eat it in the wrong way, and what is left over, not to throw b'derech bizoyen, to put in a bag. If I'm eating in a place that is yidden, and it's for sure kodesh b'kdusha shviz, I'm not allowed to leave it at the table. It's my responsible to take care of it. It's my responsibility to take care of it. If it's going there, it's also lekatchil my responsibility, but b'di'evet I could leave it to them to throw. If it's only peres akum, also lekatchil I could take care of it, or but I could trust them. So what I do, I put it in a bag. Lekatchila, every day you put in a separate bag. And why? Because some people have a one pach shviz and they put till it gets full and then they throw it away. The problem is that the bottom was already rotten, and the first ones that you put in, you mamish pasal them b'yodayim. You're right that you put it in separate bags, and after a day or two, you take it out. I'm saying again, if it's mamish kodesh b'kdusha shviz, you have to be makbi that it started to rot, that will not be roi lemaichal adam. If it's only kodesh b'kdusha shviz because it's peres akum, so then lekatchila to wait a day or two. If not, you're allowed to put it in a double bag and to put it inside the garbage. Be'ez Hashem, I think next week will be no shir, but I think in a Aseres Mitshuva Monday night. So Gedali is Sunday. Monday night, we can't do Yom Chamishi because we're the end of Yom Kippur. So Monday night, and we can't wait so far because so much halachas. So Be'ez Hashem, Monday night, 11 o'clock, we'll have another shir. Be'ez Hashem.
Amir Lakhs with us.